Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
We leave the sunny confines of Florida, but keep it mostly in the south.
Florida man.
About an hour north of Dallas, Texas, in the town of Alvord.
All right.
A truck. I'm trying to think of the particular name for the currency carrying truck.
A Brinks truck.
Yeah, but
money truck, armored vehicle.
Yeah, armored truck.
It's a little bit different than that because it was coming, I believe I was reading this, it was coming from one of the depositories. It spilled over carrying $800,000 in dimes.
$800,000 in dimes?
That's a lot of dimes. What's in a roll of dimes? Let's do this math here.
Is that like, I'm no math, I'm horrible at math. That's like 8 million dimes, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And a full roll is $5, so that's a lot of rolls. Good God.
Oh my gosh. So if there's $5 mm-hmm. in that roll, that is a lot of rolls.
You said 800?
800,000.
I'm just pulling the calculator out. I can't do this quick math.
40,000?
Yeah.
Rolls? Yep. 40,000 rolls? Holy crap. Did they all break open and scatter? What do we have? Do we just have rolls of dimes?
So these were newly minted dimes. So these are not in
circulation.
Oh, they're
freshies.
That's what I was saying. I was trying to remember the actual
freshies.
It's the Department of Treasury, but it's I can never remember the actual name for the trucks that they use, but they had to go out there with hydrovacs.
Oh, God.
And they basically exploded over the highway. And I'm showing Dusty right now.
So did the mad dash, because like you'll see this from time to time where it's usually like in Florida, where they're driving down the road and the back of the Brinks truck is open and $100 bills are flying and people are just going crazy. Was it one of those situations, or did people not quite understand what was going on because there's a bunch of teenagers who don't know what change is and only use card?
Because it's carrying that much currency, there's security on board and there's escort vehicles. So when it happened... Ooh. It was blocked off immediately.
Immediately?
Because this is coming from the Department of Treasury.
All right.
So
so we didn't have any shenanigans here. How'd it fall off? They hit just like a pothole and...
How does this
happen?
It doesn't say. It just says it rolled.
The truck rolled?
The driver veered off the road and it rolled over.
Oh. I'm going to chalk it up to an armadillo.
There you go. They are tough.
Armadillo
in the
road. They're
also kind of cute. You don't want to run them over.
Don't they carry leprosy?
They carry something.
I think they carry leprosy.
I think you're right. Yeah. There's, it's like...
Don't kiss an armadillo.
No, definitely. They're cool looking, though.
Yeah.
He's got his own armor.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
But they're also like... Kind of like rat looking.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's an armor.
I'm not going to call it adorable.
No, it's definitely not adorable.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, these guys were out. They had this crew come out there with these hydrovacs that they're just literally running it up and down the street and the grass and the mud, because what these things will do is it sucks it through with the water and it just filters the dimes through.
You think that truck driver's thinking, like, oh, think I'm going to lose my job?
No kidding.
And they go, hell yeah, brother.
What's worth more? The $800,000 in dimes or about the amount of money they're spending cleaning this up?
The dimes.
You think it costs more than 800 grand to clean that up? I think the dimes.
Well, you got to shut it down. You have to do the search. Yeah. You've got, they have like four or five trucks out there.
I'll tell you what.
And probably 25 employees out there.
They could make it way less expensive.
They could.
All you got to do is just get some old retired guys with their, have no better things to do than walk around like parks with metal detectors and stuff. Those guys will find all them dimes. Mm. And you could say, you keep, you know, 10% of what you find, boom, you clean that whole thing up. Because I'm assuming not all $800,000 left.
No, I mean,
not all $800,000 came off the truck. And, but you say, you just keep, you know, 10, 20% of whatever you find. And yeah, well, you guys, it's your retirement plan. You guys are bored anyways.
Did you see the other roadside event that happened this weekend in Florida?
No.
There's a...
I don't keep up on my Florida roadside
events,
though.
This one went pretty viral. There's the... I think it goes by like Barefoot Grunt or something like that. He's a Marine. This
sounds right.
Like an 8-foot alligator was in between traffic. Like there's a little gully in between east-westbound highway lanes.
Yeah.
And Animal Patrol and the cops just couldn't get this. This dude looking like jacked Larry the Cable Guy. Yeah. Like the cutoff flannel, jean shorts, barefoot.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it in shoes.
He's not like an animal wrangler, but he's like, I can do this.
Well, I assume anybody dressed like that is an animal wrangler of some sort.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just gets behind this thing, grabs it. I mean, he's a big dude. He's like 6'3", 6'4", like 260, just jacked out of his mind. But just manhandles it by the tail, gets up, sits on it, does the whole gator
snout
thing, reaches in his pocket, pulls out the duct tape, and just walks this thing over. And the cops are just like, the hell? Just some random like social media influencer just driving by.
Wait, he's an actual influencer?
Oh yeah, no. Like he's a full on like social media.
What does just, he
like,
do on his
just
channel?
Just random stuff.
He like that?
Yeah, just a random dude.
Yeah,
just does stuff.
Well, I won't go out there. I won't get that gator.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk like that. He's a Marine. Like he's just crazy.
Some Marines don't talk like that.
I was gonna say there's got to be a couple.
There's not a lot of Cajun Marines.
That's fair.
I just assume that. Somebody who's wrangling gators like that is Cajun.
See, well, yes, but you assume the Cajun there, but the Marines, the Cajuns, they're militia. They don't ever enlist.
Yeah, they're not going into something actually organized.
No. It's their own private military.
All right, that's fair.
There's a little. This is a cut above.
Okay. All right.
And again, this guy is jacked beyond all belief, and you're just like, so does this kind of come out of the womb in Florida?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Well, it depends on what part of Florida you're in. I mean, if you're like northern Florida,
getting up in the panhandle.
Yeah, if you're in the panhandle, faux show.
That's basically Alabama.
If you are Everglades, yeah.
Yeah, when once you get north of Lake Okeechobee, it turns into swamp people. There was another worst end the web I was going to throw in here. It was Florida, Jason. A man was arrested for having three different wives in three different counties in Florida.
That sounds miserable.
Why would you want that?
But I saw that TLC is doing one of their new reality shows is about a polyamorous throuple.
Yeah.
Relationship. There's also in Oregon.
Yeah.
In Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's in Oregon.
And there's also the Sister Wives one, which is in Utah.
Yeah. But well, it's illegal here. So I don't know if they are married or not, but it's really putting Oregon on the map. Yeah. Something tells me Klamath.
Mm. Sister Wives are down to just a couple, too. So all the other wives left.
Oh, no way.
Shocking.
I wonder why.
You could even tell. Like, I just saw the promo like 20 years ago when the latest wife got married to that dude. And you could just see in the commercials, it's like, he does not care about any of the other three ladies. It is all about this new one. How are you not picking up on this?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the situation they're in is.
I know.
Hold on. Let's
see. It took them 20 years, but they got out of it.
God. Polly Family premiered on Tuesday.
They're in Portland, right? Not just Oregon.
The series follows a closed polyamorous quad. Oh. Four adults who are living and raising their children together in Lebanon.
Oh. Yeah. That
fits.
Yep. That's a straight line.
It's not quite where I was thinking, but it's not far.
No.
You know, I mean, Klamath was my number one go-to.
Yeah.
Then it's like, Lebanon's pretty close to I-5. I was figuring you had to go like off I-5.
There had to be like some sort of mountain range that separated you from I-5.
Well, like at least 20 miles in either direction of I-5. I felt like that's where we would be.
Mm.
That's not Lebanon, but I don't know.
If you had told me Dallas, Oregon, would have believed it.
But this is the interesting part. This quad.
Mm.
Two dudes, two women.
Okay.
So they just were like, you know what? We really get along.
They went beyond the devil's threesome.
Well, so they're just swapping. Yeah. That's what they're doing.
Hmm.
But also, like, living together.
I mean, but, like, are the guys or girls also having relations with each other? Or is this just, like, a straight couple swap? There's, like, seven different ways to do this here.
Alyssa and Taya have given birth to two other children, and the couples have decided against learning who the biological fathers are to, quote, avoid jealousy and remain committed and equal parents.
Well, sorry, one still isn't, even though if you don't want to know it, that's ridiculous. That's just bury our heads in the sand, whatever.
Well, I mean, I feel like you could figure this one out and be like, well, Sean is a redhead.
Well, it's a real easy way to do it.
Tyler has black hair. I think we can figure this one out pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's not going to be a hard one to do.
Yeah, it's $90, and you can figure it out real quick.
And what are we? 23andMe, go get. Well, they went bankrupt, didn't they?
Well, you're pushing.
I think they did.
They did. You're pushing the jealousy off by like
they
4
got bought
or 5
out
years.
By somebody.
That's all you're doing, because eventually, like you said, you'll see the features. Mm. So
yeah, we'll find out.
You'll know. They're just pushing off the
TLC knows what they're doing. They're just going to have a spinoff in like 15 years of this show and all
of
their other
kids.
Shows. Yeah, yeah. So be like, hey,
it's family business.
This is like
being a complete mess on national TV.
Yeah, like have any of the kids from Teen Mom turned into a Teen Mom themselves? Full circle.
No, one of them turned into a porn star though. So
God, Jesus,
what?
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Huh. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there we go.
So